my dear friends. Today, I want to talk to you about something that is on many of our hearts. It's something that we all yearn for, something we all hope for, and that is the opening of doors in our lives. We all have dreams, we all have aspirations, and we all have that one door we are waiting to open, whether it's a job opportunity, a relationship, healing from an illness, or a breakthrough in our personal struggles. We all stand before a door, hoping and praying for it to open. I want to tell you today that God is aware of your dreams. He knows your deepest desires, and He sees the efforts you are putting in. Sometimes, the wait can be long and hard. It can feel like we are stuck in a hallway, waiting for a door to open. But I want to assure you, my friends, that God is working behind the scenes. He is preparing the perfect time for that door to open. You see, waiting is not easy. It's filled with moments of doubt, frustration, and sometimes even despair. We look around and see others moving forward, and we wonder, when will it be my turn? When will my door open? It's in these moments that we must hold on to our faith. We must trust that God has a plan for each and every one of us. I want you to think about a time when you were deeply discouraged, when you thought the door would never open. But look at where you are now. You have come so far. You have overcome challenges, and you have grown stronger. Each step you took, even the painful ones, has brought you closer to the door. God has prepared for you. God does not forget His promises. He sees your hard work. He sees your tears, and He hears your prayers. Every effort you make is not in vain. Every act of kindness, every moment of patience, and every prayer whispered in the quiet of the night is seen by God. He values your faithfulness and your perseverance. I know it's hard to wait. I know it's difficult to see others walk through their doors while you stand waiting. But remember, God's timing is different for everyone. What He has planned for you is unique and special. Your door might take longer to open because it leads to something greater than you can imagine. As you wait, I encourage you to remain hopeful. Continue to believe in the goodness of God. Keep praying, keep trusting, and keep moving forward. Do not let the wait discourage you. Do not let the silence make you think that God has forgotten you. He is with you in every step, in every moment, and He is preparing something beautiful for you. When you feel tired and weary, remember that God is your strength. When you feel lost and unsure, remember that God is your guide. When you feel broken and hopeless, remember that God is your healer. He is working all things together for your good. Let us hold on to the promise that God will open the door we are waiting for. Let us keep our hearts full of hope and our spirits full of faith. The wait may be long, but the joy that comes when the door opens will be worth it. Trust in God's timing. For He knows the perfect moment to bring you into the blessings He has prepared for you. My friends, I know that waiting can sometimes feel like an endless road where the destination seems far out of reach. But remember, every step you take on this road is bringing you closer to where God wants you to be. Waiting on God is not about standing still. It's about growing, learning, and becoming who God has called you to be. It's about trusting that, even in the silence, God is working on your behalf. It's about believing that He has something better in store for you than you could ever imagine. Sometimes, we get frustrated because the door we want to open seems shut tight. We knock and knock, but nothing happens. We try to force it open, but it remains closed. And in those moments, we start to question. We question ourselves, our faith, and even God. We wonder if we are doing something wrong, if we are not good enough, or if God has forgotten us. But let me tell you, my friends, that closed doors are not the end. They are not a sign of failure, nor are they a reflection of your worth. Closed doors are often God's way of protecting you. He knows what is behind that door, and he knows if it's not right for you. Sometimes,
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Closes a door because he has something far better for you down the road. It's easy to focus on what's not happening and to miss what God is doing in your life right now. You might be waiting for a specific door to open, but in the meantime, God is opening other doors for you. He is providing you with opportunities to grow, to serve, and to become more of who you were meant to be. Don't let the door you are waiting for keep you from seeing the blessings around you. God is not only preparing the door for you, but he is also preparing you for the door. Sometimes we are not ready for what is on the other side. God knows this, and he uses the waiting period to refine us, to strengthen us, and to equip us for the next step. He is molding your character, building your faith, and deepening your trust in him. Think about the person you were a year ago, 5 years ago. Look at how much you've grown. Look at how your faith has been strengthened, how your understanding of God's love has deepened. All of this growth is not by accident. It is part of God's plan to prepare you for the door that is yet to open. In this time of waiting, I encourage you to focus on the process, not just the outcome. It's easy to get caught up in the destination and the desire for that door to open, but don't miss what God is doing in your life right now. He is shaping you into the person who will walk through that door with confidence, wisdom. My friends, waiting is not passive. It is active. It requires faith, patience, and perseverance. It's about continuing to trust in God's plan, even when you cannot see the whole picture. It's about moving forward with the confidence that God's timing is perfect. Sometimes, in our impatience, we try to open doors that are not meant for us. We push and push, trying to make things happen in our own strength. But God gently reminds us that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, and he knows what is best for us. So instead of focusing on the door that is not yet open, focus on the God who holds the key. Focus on his faithfulness, his goodness, and his love for you. Trust that when the time is right, he will open the door, and it will lead to something beautiful. As you wait, continue to seek God. Continue to grow in your relationship with him. Use this time to draw closer to him, to deepen your faith, and to prepare your heart for what is to come. The waiting period is not wasted time. It is a season of preparation. And when the door finally opens, you will look back and see that the wait was worth it. You will see how God was with you every step of the way, guiding you, shaping you, and preparing you for the blessings that are now before you. My dear friends, be encouraged. The door you are waiting for will open, and when it does, it will be a door that leads to new beginnings, new opportunities, and new blessings. Hold on to your faith. Keep trusting in God's plan. And know that he is always working for your good. Beloved, let's take a moment to reflect on the power of persistence. The door you are waiting for might seem like it's never going to open. But I want to remind you that persistence is key. Sometimes God asks us to keep knocking, to keep seeking, and to keep believing even when it feels like nothing is happening. You see, persistence is not just about doing the same thing over and over again. It's about doing it with faith and expectation. It's about believing that even though the door hasn't opened yet, it will, in God's perfect timing. Persistence is about trusting that your prayers, your efforts, and your faithfulness are not going unnoticed. There are times when it feels like we are standing in front of a door that will never budge. We knock, but it stays closed. We pray, but the situation doesn't change. We wait, but nothing seems to happen. And in those moments, it's easy to feel discouraged, to wonder if we should just give up. But let me tell you, my friends, that persistence is what turns waiting into fulfillment. Persistence is a sign of faith. It's saying to God, I trust you, even when I don't understand. I believe in your promises, even when I don't see the evidence yet. It's about holding on to hope, even when the world tells you to let go. It's about continuing to move forward step by step, even when the path seems unclear. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like the door will never open, I want you to remember the power of persistence. Keep knocking, keep praying, keep believing. God is faithful, and He honors those who persist in faith. Your persistence is a declaration that you believe in God's goodness, that you trust in His timing, and that you are willing to wait for His best. Sometimes, persistence means continuing to pray, even when the answers don't come. It means continuing to serve, even when you don't see the results. It means continuing to hope, even when hope feels far away. It's about choosing faith over fear, choosing trust over doubt, choosing to keep going, even when you don't see the whole picture. My dear friends, God sees your persistence. He sees the nights you've spent in prayer, the tears you've shed, the moments when you've chosen to trust Him, despite your doubts. And He honors that. He sees your heart, your dedication, and your faith. And He will reward your persistence. But persistence is not just about waiting. It's also about preparing. It's about using this time to get ready for the door that is going to open. It's about asking yourself, what can I do to be ready when the door opens? How can I grow? How can I learn? How can I become the person God wants me to be? Use this time of waiting to prepare yourself for the blessings that are to come. Sharpen your skills, deepen your faith, build your character. The door will open, but when it does, you need to be ready to walk through it. You need to be ready to step into the new opportunities, the new responsibilities, and the new blessings that God has prepared for you. Remember, my friends, persistence is not just about holding on. It's about moving forward. It's about making the most of this season of waiting, about trusting that God is using this time to prepare you for something greater. My friends, I want to speak to you about the importance of patience. We've talked about waiting, persistence, and preparation, but patience is the thread that weaves all of these elements together. Without patience, the journey becomes a struggle, filled with anxiety and frustration. But with patience, the journey becomes a time of growth, peace, and deeper trust in God. Patience is more than just waiting. It's about how we wait. It's about maintaining a calm and hopeful spirit, even when the waiting seems long. It's about trusting that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't match our own. It's about believing that every moment of waiting is a part of God's plan, a part of the process that leads to the fulfillment of His promises. I know that patience is not easy. We live in a world that values speed, where everything seems to happen instantly. We are used to getting what we want, when we want it. But God's ways are different. He is not bound by our timelines or our expectations. His timing is always perfect. and he knows exactly when to open the door you are waiting for. When we are patient, we allow God to work in his way, in his time. We stop trying to control the situation, and we let go of our need for immediate answers. Patience is about surrendering our timeline to God and trusting that he knows what is best for us. Patience is also about learning to be content in the present moment. It's about finding peace in the here and now, even when the future is uncertain. It's about recognizing that God is with you in this moment, that he is providing for you, guiding you, and loving you, even as you wait for the door to open. My dear friends, patience is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. It takes strength to wait with hope, to trust when you can't see the whole picture, and to believe that God's plan is unfolding exactly as it should. It takes strength to remain calm in the storm, to keep your faith steady, and to hold on to the promise that God is working all things together for your good. In this season of waiting, God is not only preparing the door for you, but he is also preparing you for the door. He is shaping your character, building your resilience, and deepening your faith. He is teaching you to trust him more, to rely on him fully, and to find your peace in him alone. Patience allows us to see the beauty in the waiting. It allows us to recognize that this time is not wasted, but it is a crucial part of God's plan for our lives. It allows us to grow in ways we never could if everything happened instantly. I know that it can be difficult to be patient when you are eager for that door to open. You might feel like you've been waiting forever, and you wonder why God hasn't moved yet. But remember, God's delays are not his denials. Just because the door hasn't opened yet doesn't mean it won't. It simply means that the timing is not right yet. God knows what is on the other side of that door. He knows what is best for you, and he will not open the door until you are ready to walk through it. He is not just interested in getting you through the door. He is interested in getting you through the door, prepared, equipped, and ready for what lies ahead. So, my friends, embrace this time of waiting with patience. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, even when you cannot see it. Trust that he is aligning everything perfectly, so that when the door does open, it will be the right door, at the right time, for the right purpose. Use this time to grow closer to God, to deepen your relationship with him, and to build your faith. Use this time to prepare your heart, your mind, and your spirit for the blessings that are to come. And most of all, use this time to rest in the knowledge that God is in control. Remember, my dear friends, that God's timing is always perfect. He is never late, and he is never early. He opens doors at just the right moment, when we are ready, and when it will bring the most glory to his name. So, as you wait for that door to open, be patient. Trust in God's perfect timing. Believe that he is working all things together for your good, and know that when the door does open, it will lead to a place of greater blessings, greater opportunities, and greater joy than you could ever imagine. My friends, let's talk about the importance of faith and hope. These two virtues are essential as we navigate the waiting period and anticipate the moment when God will reveal the path before us. Faith is not just a passive belief. It is an active, living trust in God's promises. It's about holding on to the certainty that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he has promised to do. Faith is what keeps us moving forward, even when we can't see the end of the road. It's the confidence that even in the waiting, God is at work, and that he has a plan for our lives. Hope, on the other hand, is the expectation that something good is coming. It's the assurance that, despite current circumstances, God's future promises are secure. Hope is what fuels our perseverance, helping us to remain patient and steadfast, even when the journey feels long and difficult. When you are waiting for that door to open, your faith and hope are crucial. They remind you that God is in control, that He has a purpose for every season of your life, and that He will bring about the right outcome at the right time. Your faith tells you that God is good and that His plans for you are full of hope. Your hope gives you the strength to endure and to keep believing that God will open the door at the perfect moment. Faith and hope work together to keep us anchored during the waiting period. They help us to focus on God's promises rather than our doubts. They remind us that even when the door seems firmly shut, God is still at work behind the scenes, orchestrating everything for our good. Let's take a moment to look at three verses that speak to the power of faith and hope in our waiting. Hebrews 11. 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This verse reminds us that faith is about trusting in things we cannot see and being confident in the promises that God has made. Even when we can't see the door opening, our faith assures us that God is working. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse speaks to the role of hope in our lives. As we trust in God, He fills us with joy and peace, and our hope overflows, empowering us to remain steadfast while we wait. Jeremiah 29, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." This verse is a powerful reminder that God has a plan for each of us, a plan filled with hope and a future. Even when the door seems closed, we can trust that God's plans for us are good and that He will bring them to fruition. In this waiting period, let your faith be your guide and your hope be your strength. Trust that God is preparing you in the door for the right moment. Allow your faith to reassure you that God's promises are true, and let your hope sustain you as you wait. As you continue to wait for the door to open, remember that your faith and hope are not in vain. They are powerful tools that keep you grounded and focused on God's goodness. They remind you that God is with you, that He is working on your behalf, and that He will open the door at just the right time. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your endless love and faithfulness. You are the God who opens doors, who makes a way where there seems to be no way, and we believe in Your promises. Father, we lift up our needs to You today, asking for Your divine intervention and breakthrough in every area of our lives. We are waiting for doors to open, for the opportunities You have promised to reveal themselves. Lord, we trust that Your timing is perfect and that You are working behind the scenes, even when we cannot see it. Help us to remain patient and steadfast, knowing that You will open the door at just the right moment. We ask for breakthroughs in our lives, Father. For those who are struggling with obstacles that seem insurmountable, we pray for Your power to break through those barriers. For those facing financial difficulties, we ask for Your provision and guidance. Open doors of opportunity, provide for our needs, and help us to manage the resources You have blessed us with wisely. May we experience Your abundance and see Your hand at work in our finances. Lord, we also lift up those who are in need of healing. You are the great physician, and we believe in Your power to heal both physical and emotional wounds. Touch those who are suffering with Your healing hands. Bring restoration to their bodies and peace to their hearts. We ask for your comfort and strength for those in pain, and for a swift and complete recovery. As we wait for your answers, help us to trust in your plans for us. Remind us that your plans are filled with hope and a future. Strengthen our faith and let our hope be anchored in your promises. Fill us with peace and joy as we wait, knowing that you are working all things together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We place our trust in you, confident that you will provide, heal, and bring breakthroughs in your perfect timing. We give you all the glory and praise for the wonderful things you are about to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.